Penguin Random House Audio presents The Fleet at Flood Tide, America at Total War in the Pacific, 1944-1945, by James D. Hornfisher. Read for you by Pete Larkin. There were in morals two requisites for a lawful war, a just cause and the chance of victory. The cause was now, past all question, just. The enemy was exorbitant. Evelyn Waugh, Men-at-Arms, 1952. Preface. Total War. On the morning of June 15, 1944, when swimming tractors carrying four regiments of Marines crabbed over a fringing reef and dropped into the lagoon off Saipan's western shore, the punishment phase of the Pacific War began. 30 months of furious struggle had been the prologue to this, the largest amphibious naval operation to date. Midway had been the stopper, Guadalcanal to Bougainville the first assaults. Tiny Japanese garrisons in the Gilberts and Marshalls fought sharply on strips and curls of coral in early 1944. On Saipan, multiple U.S. divisions went ashore, outnumbered. The terror and nihilism of the ensuing 4 weeks produced a reckoning on a far larger scale. The Battle for the Marianas posed the first major test of the U.S. Pacific Fleet as an integrated transoceanic striking force. Its appearance there drew out the Japanese carrier fleet.